With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I am 100% certain that Sean McVay is going to win the Coach of the Year. I don't know why you're poo-pooing. You're very quick to poo-poo. There's a couple things you need to win Coach of the Year. You can't be in the playoffs competing for Super Bowls every year. That's not how you win Coach of the Year.
Agreed.
The best way to win Coach of the Year is to exceed expectations going in. And I don't know why, but for some reason, I feel like people think that Sean McVay is taking a huge risk by acquiring Matthew Stafford. And I don't know if it's because they have given up so many first-round picks or what the deal is, but people are acting like it's a risk when in reality, he just got better at quarterback. And he's not even the favorite to win the award. I think Kyle Shanahan and there's a couple other guys who were the favorite. McVay had the second best odds. He was plus 1,400, which means you bet $100, you win 1,400. And, you know, he also has this narrative working for him. His defensive coordinator, who was great, has left. He's now the head coach of the Chargers. So
in the same city, same building. Yeah, like all that narrative, right?
It'll be three defensive coordinators in the past 3 years. So I think people are going to give McVay more credit when they do win. And they're not sick of him yet. Like they're not sick of Sean McVay yet, which is a factor. We don't like to give like awards to the same person year after year after year. And the Rams had a bit of a down year last year for them. I think everything is lining up. And when Stafford comes and he puts up the monster numbers that I think he's going to put up, people are going to be like, the boy genius is back. Coach of the year, Sean McVay.
I think another, because you're right, like to win Coach of the Year or MVP, you need juice and you need narrative. And if you are a household name like Sean McVay is, you have to have two things and you nailed one in that people can't be sick of you yet. Like that's why like Bill Belichick doesn't win this or LeBron doesn't win MVP every year, things like that. And you have to have a setback. Like you mentioned exceeding expectations. Like I think that's why like Steph Curry will win MVP this year, right? Like you have to exceed expectations because you have to have had the setback. You have to have had the fall. So then it's almost a like reminder of like that person's great. We have to reward the greatness, blah, blah, blah. So I think all of the necessary requirements are there. I'm just not in. And I'm not in because of the Matthew Stafford situation. I'm not in. I've said before, I think people have really, really, really anointed Sean McVay in weird ways. And some of that has worn off, but that will come storming back, Stats. Like the moment the Rams are on Monday Night Football, I don't know when that is off the top of my head, but like that will be a long day if the Rams have like one loss to their name. I mean, like it will be like the first Sunday Night Football game where they host the Bears is going to be obnoxious just because like it's going to be, it's on NBC. NBC is going to be coming off or finishing their Olympic coverage and it's going to be Super Bowl 56 on NBC, but it's going to be like NBC Palooza and Sean McVay is going to, you know, he's going to be the pick obviously for a lot of people to win the Coach of the Year award, which is why you did it. Although you were first, I'll give you that. And there's a little too much hype here for me. And I'm going to stay away from that. I'll even say right now, I don't know that I think the Chargers win the AFC West, but I think the Chargers have more wins than the Rams in terms of Los Angeles teams this season.
So I talked about McVay being the second favorite to win the award. There are three guys at plus 1,300 as co-favorites to win Coach of the Year. Kyle Shanahan is
one. Let me guess. Kyle Shanahan.
The other two are in the AFC.
Oh, the other two are in the AFC. Andy Reid, just because he's Andy Reid.
Nope.
Sean McDermott.
No. See, this is what we're talking about because those are like they were in the AFC Championship game, right? So we're not throwing
Bill
them
Belichick.
In there.
Belichick.
No.
Bill Belichick. What?
Belichick's plus 1,800.
Man, they wouldn't put Kevin Stefanski back up there. There's no way. Did they?
Plus 1,300, Kevin Stefanski.
Okay,
tied for the best odds.
take people's money. Maybe like overcoming odds, maybe Mike Tomlin. That's my last guess.
Nope. Mike Tomlin, not on the list that I'm looking at right now. The other guy with the best odds to win coach of the year, Kyle Shanahan, Kevin Stefanski, and Sean McVay's former defensive coordinator, Brandon Staley with the Chargers, plus 1,300.
That's the LA factor. And that's the like little brother syndrome. I would take that. Like that's a line I would certainly take. But I'll wait for like a Charger moment. You know what I mean? To like for those odds to lower. But I like that. But okay. So if Sean McVay is your top candidate to win coach of the year, you've made your case. If you had to assign a second person, like your second most likely candidate to win coach of the year, who is it? Not based on odds necessarily, but just based on what you like about their team.
Staley's a pretty good one because he's a new head coach and he's got Justin Herbert and the Chargers, I mean, are coming off. Anthony Lynn is hideously bad as a head coach in terms of game management.
And if they win the AFC West or even if they like sweep the Chiefs or something, like that's going to go a long way at sort of establishing himself.
Yes, especially if they beat the Chiefs because people are going to be like, oh my goodness, Patrick Mahomes lost the game. Like we act like he's never going to lose a game. And so I think Staley that's looking pretty good if I had to pick a second.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.